Now, it was about this time, 100 years ago, that the modern sewer system of Prague was completed and went into operation. The Eco-Technical Museum commemorates the event with tours run by well-informed volunteers. Michael Longaro has more.
The Eco-Technical Museum in Prague-Bubenec, which is but a stone's throw away from the Radchanska metro station, is based in the former sewage works that was the centerpiece of the Prague sewer system completed 100 years ago. Led by tour guide Martin Slovic, I walked through labyrinthian passages into enormous brick caverns that were veritable underground cathedrals, with large shafts stretching towards circular skylights. The utter precision required to construct such a complex structure must have been formidable, for its effect upon the eye is awe-inspiring. Upon the tour's completion, I asked Martin why the museum decided to commemorate the sewer.
Because it's 100 years anniversary, and it was actually the very important step in the Prague history. From technical point of view, it was one of the most advanced sewage works in Europe at that time, so it is really things to celebrate, definitely.
So it may be hard to believe, but towards the end of the 19th century, Prague was in dire straits with regard to its sewage. The city lacked a modern sewage system, and the river Vltava served as an open sewer. If the powers that be did not solve the situation quickly, infection and disease would surely engulf the city, as often happens with improper sewage treatment. After two unsuccessful design competitions, Englishman William Herlein Lindley's dual-level design was approved, with construction beginning in 1896 and finishing in 1905. Operations began a year later. Today, there are over 3,500,000 kilometers of sewers in Prague. The old sewage works where the museum is currently housed went out of operation in the mid-1960s and remained vacant until the 1990s. Martin Slovak told me how the museum was founded.
I think it was founded in 1991 because this was abandoned building. No one was here. They were using only just part of the separation basins. Till 80s, I think so. So it was just left, and some people find it interesting and wanted to make something out of it because there were protected machinery and everything was just in good shape. So it started like that with few people as a hobby, and it's still some kind of hobby for most of the people here.
The museum is holding tours on the sewage works between the hours of 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. daily, with the 100-year celebration concluding this Saturday.